and I've seen my fair share of all different types of mommy influencers, ones that have a million ideas on how to streamline nap time, bedtime routines, toddler activities, immaculate Montessori playrooms, trad wives. I mean, there's a whole range out there. But in my artwork, I'm trying to strike a balance between sharing the beauty and joys of motherhood along with its inherent chaos. This is in part a response to those trends in mommy influencer culture that champion what I would consider unhealthy, almost flawless depictions of motherhood that can be very toxic. There are personas that feel designed to cultivate comparison games or insecurity or shame in other women who don't, quote, measure up. And this fuels a whole industry of spending money on various products, fashions, all sorts of things. I hope to combat some of this by using very tactile, natural materials and domestic detritus like dryer lint, pieces of my kids' worn out clothing or socks, which can give a whole range of textures, and also depicting scenes that show some of the mess and tumult of daily life in my home, like a pile of laundry and toys, or even some pieces based on my daughter's time in the NICU after her birth. Advice I'd give to other mother artists include finding at least one mentor who is an artist mother, if you can, who can help put things in perspective as you move through your work and career while caregiving. There have been moments where it really helped to speak to older women who've gone through this stage and be reminded of the long game, and to remember to immerse myself in the moments that are happening now. Also, I feel that everyone has their own unique path to pursue these roles of mother and artist. Some mothers find they need a separate studio. Some work best in a space at home with their kids. Some work with their kids with them. Some work need that separation and quiet to focus in the studio. Some women make a little work every day. Others may take breaks while raising their young kids that can last for years. All of these approaches are equally valuable and valid, and I need to take my own advice with this. Careful, guys. I think with time, you figure out what works best for you as a person, as a mother and an artist, as a family. Also, build your artist network and community as much as you can before having kids. I feel like it's much harder to build when you're juggling kids' schedules, sleep deprivation. I don't necessarily live that close to an urban center with lots of galleries. So there's different challenges. And a solid network is something I wish I had developed earlier in my career. So better to have something in place that can grow.